So don't most people, quote unquote, kick the tires before buying a car? Absolutely. So why not kick the tires, so to speak, before committing to a lifelong relationship? Seems reasonable, right? Well, not so fast. My purpose this week is to show why living together before marriage is not a part of God's design. And I pray that you will use this information to make godly decisions and give godly counsel. I want to go back again to Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Now, yesterday, we considered the three primary reasons why couples choose to live together before marriage. Today, let's consider three statistics as evidence that kicking the tires doesn't work. Number one, most cohabitating couples will either break up or marry within 2 years. Those who break up will carry the baggage of a failed intimate connection into their next relationship. They'll have to work on trusting again. Now, while it seems that marriage within 2 years is a positive outcome, statistics show that the union is built on shaky foundations. Here's number two. The rate of divorce among couples that have lived together prior to marriage is 50% higher than couples that have not lived together. The man who built his house on the sand took a shortcut, and when the storms came, the foundations could not secure the house. The shaky foundation of cohabitation is like building your marriage on sand. Number three, after 10 years of marriage, only 15% of cohabitating couples are still together. The odds are against couples that live together before marriage. Of those who say, "I do," 85% end up saying, "I'm out." Research is clear. Living together is a shortcut that builds a relationship on a faulty foundation. We know better than the architect of marriage is the arrogant and dangerous statement of those who choose to live together. Father, forgive us for exchanging our design for your desires. Help us follow your instructions for marriage, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.